This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, FUBAR Radio.
One, six, game.
At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't ever been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating. I came in 550 on trainers. I look girl amazing, could be Bayesian, Trini or Haitian. She got a bag with flowers, if the trainers match I'll take it. Me and bro just shut down Gucci, had the whole of the shop floor waiting. Who's that girl in a line with a big behind? That's looking all tempting. If her friend is a dead thing, take one for the team with a brethren. Two paintings at the entrance, want attention, but a man can't let them. She must think I'm a reverend. You ain't coming here getting redemption, no way. At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't never been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating.
I see them man skating now, I'm talking about running their legs. My youngin's in country plugging a Z, he can't even butt me till nothing is left. I flood in my right, I flood in my left. I'm ducking your wife, I'm ducking the feds. The bell on the trap is buzzing again, but still I ain't trying to get busted by feds. Look man, I ain't caught the bus in a sec. It's me and my Rambo cutting through West. The way that I went and just flooded my neck, I'm shocked that I ain't got a struggle for breath. When me and the missus be going on dates, she's holding a dipper, I'm holding her waist. Just see some pigs moving low in the main, so I phoned up my nigger and told him to play.
I don't wanna cuddle in HUG, and I'm still shopping in HMV for all of my niggas in HMP. Heard you got a girl going DMU, if I DM'd you, would she DM me? Young black brother, I'm a stylish G, man, I put the IC in IC3.
They tell me I'm gifted and rep, nothing was nice, used to live in a trap. Now if I go ask that chick for a snap, I could bet money she's giving me that. I'm always in Harrods, I'm filling a bag. Them niggas ain't winners, them niggas are mad. Gal like my vid and them bitches are bad. They get picked in the foreigns and ditched in the cab.
Game.
At this age, how are them man still hating? My young boy in a different country, but he ain't never been on vacation. One hand on a girl I'm dating, one hand on the cash I'm making. We come through like Funky Friday and have all your man them skating.
That tune gets all the respect it deserves. I don't talk until it's finished.
100.
That is a number one record, Funky Friday by Dave featuring Fredo.
Young kings out there shining, bruv.
Smashed it. Smashed
Literally it. Literally smashed it, bruv.
Put out a street single and just duppied it, got number one. That's another Tiny Temper.
That's it.
Do you
That's
know what
it.
I mean? Years and years later, they've done another pass out in a more, in just a, in an even more unexpected yeah. way.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's some grease on that record. You
Absolute
get me?
Grease.
There's grease. They're not holding back. They weren't even
real,
aiming
bro.
For a number one. They were just like,
that's it.
Hey, let's put this tune out.
Just drop it as a banger. Done their thing.
Couple weeks later, you got the number one record in the fucking country. Shout out Dave and Fredo, man.
Like, 100%, man.
Smashed it. That's Funky Friday. This is Wavy Wednesday, though, on the Eminem Show.
Okay.
It's Marcel and Michael with Natalie in the middle, actually. Marcel, Natalie and Michael. Mm. Michael, Natalie and Marcel. We got a very cool studio going on right now. So cool that I've got my fucking.
He's got the Stoney on. He's
Mate,
got the Stoney on.
I'm right under the aircon, so yeah. It's nice and chilly. So I'm making full use of this, man. I paid enough for it. Where I'm just wearing. I wear this in the shower. You know.
Just turn the shower on cold, and it's like making the most. Making
Honestly,
the most.
Getting my money's worth. Just butt naked, but my puffer
yeah,
jacket.
Yeah, yeah. And also like a big selection of drinks in front of you. It's like a bar. You've got all soft drinks, I have to
this
say,
is
but you've
true.
Got it all going on.
Yeah, man. Teetotal for today. Well, for the show.
Sure,
the
yeah.
The next hour and 56 minutes. It's myself, obviously, and Marcel and
yes,
Natalie. Got a couple of special guests coming in the form of Natty and Shay Lingo. I'm not going to lie, we were supposed to have a very special guest, super a legend, special. Super duper special. Like, my dad would have been proud of this one, you know.
For real.
My parents would have been proud of this
Trust
one.
Me.
We had an audience for him at just outside of the glass. People were coming in because they thought he was in, but honestly, he's not here.
It was meant to be Alexander O'Neill. I can disclose that much.
Don't want to criticise him, but
sometimes you have to criticise.
Mm.
And
some
also, like, we were going to play that song today, but we're not.
I think
we're
we
not,
should play
well,
it anyway.
Well, no. Well, I'll tell you what we do have, though. We did have a game for him.
Yeah.
So we won't criticise that. We'll play that anyway.
That's what we'll do. We'll do it in his honour. We'll do it in his honour.
Yeah.
We'll take his word for it.
Sure.
That, you know, he really couldn't make it.
Yeah.
And we will do it in his honour. We won't criticise, because that is the number one rule as far as Alexander O'Neill goes.
Exactly.
You know, don't just criticise.
Don't criticise his lifestyle.
Try and find an alternative route.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's fed up because all you want to do is criticise.
All you want to do is criticise,
sure.
You know?
I think a lot of people have dealt with criticisms, so, you know what I mean? I feel we've got to take the higher road.
For
this
sure.
is true. This is very true. I'm high enough, to be fair.
Okay, well, you've been up to some things this week. Michael Payne, you revealed on Twitter that you thought the phrase "drop the kids off at the pool" was literally about dropping children off at a swimming pool.
I did, yeah.
When did you learn that it wasn't about that?
Only maybe. So I heard this phrase for the first time about, it must have been about 8 years ago, being serious.
Do you know what it means?
Damn near a decade ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there, you know, I'm sitting there with my colleague at the time, and he's gone, I'm just gonna go drop the kids off at the pool. So I'm thinking, Ross, I didn't know you had kids. Like, these times we're both quite young. So I'm thinking, you kept that one a secret. You know what I mean? I've known him for months, isn't it? Never mentioned kids. So he's walked off. So I thought, he's finishing
Bless.
Early. Yeah, he's finishing early. Because it's not six yet, but he's going, I'm going to go drop the kids off at the pool, like four. So I'm like, fair play. The kids need to be dropped off at the pool. Like, their dad's got to do it. Kids. These times I'm thinking, what kids? Not even the kid. But anyway, he goes off and... I can't remember whether I saw him again that day, right? If I did, I just thought, well, he's come back from dropping his kids off at the pool. Years and years later, he posts on his Instagram a photo of his firstborn child. So I'm doing the maths, and I'm like, how the fuck is that possible? But, you know, to be fair, I'd learned before that dropping the kids off at the pool just means going for a shit.
Mm.
Yeah, and the pool is the toilet.
The pool is that makes a splash. I get it. I get it now, but yeah, it was an epiphany.
Okay, well, that's nice. Marcel, you've been up to some things.
I've been up to some
We've
things.
We've been up to touring.
So basically from Thursday, I've literally been on the road. I can't even tell you how many miles I've actually accumulated in that small amount of time, but there was probably about 20 something hours of driving done in that, and I'm just like really tired. But I've done Wembley again. Sick. After 15 years.
Yes,
that's crazy. Like a second, you had to make a second bucket list.
Yeah, well, trust me, like it's like it was crazy going out there, because like I remember the first time I done it, and like I was always the first one to do this one, because our intro tune for any of our performances, I walk out first by myself, then all the rest of the boys run on in it, so I always get the gas in. I'm like taking it all in, then it drops, and then everyone else runs out. So doing that again and getting the same kind of goosebumps was crazy. But I done Wembley, then we went down to Minehead, then we went back up to Coventry, then back down to Cardiff. Then I went down to Bournemouth to do a DJ set, and then I performed They Wanna Know. Do you know what? I'm actually like basically I've just literally secured my premiere date for the video and all that kind of stuff. So
nice.
I feel like it's only right to premiere the tune on our show now, isn't it?
What's the date?
So the date, it's actually not dropping. Because I've got to wait for a certain period of time for the feature box and all of that kind of stuff to be secured in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be dropping on the 19th November.
All right. Yes. Say no more.
Okay.
But there's going to be like a lot of build up to it. There's a little campaign that we're working out. So, yeah. So
let's have a little campaign on this show as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
So, did you kind of do anything on the tour to kind of you know, to really get the nostalgia going? And like, did you get the same, an identical rider as you had?
No, no. Do you know what? Do you know what? Like, one of the guys who sorts out like all the admin from the group. He basically he's the one who set up our rider. So back in the day, our rider used to have sandwiches. Obviously, we were 16, so they wasn't really trying to give us alcohol at those times. So we requested alcohol now. So we get vodka, we get like a JD, like fair enough. Like, they've been giving us the smallest bottle of JD they could possibly find. Don't know why.
Cause why? Just taking the piss.
I feel like they give us a big bottle of Ciroc, and then they give us like a small bottle of JD, and everyone's like. All the other boys drink JD and I drink the vodka, so I'm just like, yo, safe. Anyway, but then one of the guys had a real hankering, so Ollie had a real hankering for peanut butter Kit Kats, right. Kit Kat Junkies. So on the rider, we requested peanut butter Kit Kat Junkies, well, Ollie did. They provide us with some Sun Pat and some Kit Kat Junkies. Instead of peanut butter Kit Kat Junkies, they give us peanut butter, Kit Kat Junkies. So I've been a bit creative, taking a Kit Kat Junkie, dipping it into the Sun Pat.
What else are you gonna do?
You get the same taste.
Yeah, this is the thing.
You get the same taste.
Was it crunchy?
It was smooth.
Smooth. Okay.
Yeah, I think crunchy would be a bit more technical, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Half of the fucking Kit Kat Chunky breaks off.
Exactly, and then you're like digging it out with your fingers, and then it's a bit messy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a nice ride. On talk, do you get things? Do fans throw anything onto the stage for you, or give you gifts?
Yeah, I think it was either Cardiff or Coventry. As soon as I walked out, like, there was basically a pair of like black panties thrown at me, hit me in my
colour,
face.
Like that detail.
Clean,
details.
Clean, or
I don't
used?
Know. They hit me in my face. I couldn't really I didn't really get an essence of anything straight away. So I feel like
straight away. So what happened after?
So I kind of was like, hey, and then I threw him to the side. And then, like, yeah, I got I think someone was on a hen do because they threw like a policeman's hat on. I put it on. I was doing a little.
Or a policeman's just having a really fun time.
Exactly. So one of the security guards. You know what I mean? He's just running around throwing hats.
Yeah.
Might be Boyden, bro. I heard there's gonna be blazing going on.
Yeah, well, those Blazing Squad boys. I've heard about them. You know what I mean? Menaces. But yeah, no, like, it was fun. It was fun. It was a very nostalgic moment. And then for me to go and like then do Bournemouth and be DJing and like perform my new single, it was like a step in the past and then like a step in the future. It was nice, man. It was good. It was good energy, man. But it was also strange doing like four shows with the squad boys and then going up on stage and just being by myself.
Yeah.
It was proper strange, innit?
Were there any points where you half expected them to run on stage?
I was like,
hello darkness, my.
Do you know what I mean? Just like spotlight on me. It was a fun weekend. I can't lie, but I was exhausted when I got back. Dropped my cousin back off in Catford, drove back to Chingford, and then literally I sat down and passed out straight away. It was mad. I sat down for like 2 minutes, like put on like the TV, and just went one. Woke up the next day.
Fair play. You've time travelled, man. So the jet lag must be a mental thing, you know. You've gone into the past and gone into the future, like you said. So you're it's not surprising that you passed out. Well, I'm glad we got my shitty little few days out of the way.
Well, also you woke up on Saturday craving ramen, apparently, as well.
Yeah.
I feel that as well. Like ramen is so buff.
It licks. Wait, that nah nah wait.
I've never tried it.
What?
Sorry.
Do you know what?
Bring some in.
Such a genius.
Yeah. For someone who's
very
so cultured.
Inexperienced person.
I don't know why I haven't.
Ramen.
Actually.
Super
noodles.
You need to go. You need to go down to the Japanese supermarket and go and cop some of that thing. Because seriously.
Okay.
Bone Daddy's at the very least.
You know what I mean?
You know? I don't even know what that is.
So it's a ramen restaurant.
That explains why I don't know, because I haven't had it. Yeah. Okay. I will try some ramen. There's things that I haven't tried that you know about, like candy floss. Still haven't tried that.
Yeah, Jamaican patties.
Never tried one of those.
You've never had a Jamaican patty?
No, and I'd like to. It doesn't make sense because I'm from Kingston, so it's kind of weird that I haven't had one.
If you ever get it, if you ever.
Kingston, sorry.
It's very big in Kingston.
I don't think a single Jamaican patty's ever been sold in Kingston, sorry.
Do you reckon? I'd like to know that.
I don't think a single Jamaican patty's even passed through. I reckon you go round if you've
bypass
got patties.
Kingston, straight through Surbiton, all the way into London.
No, you've got to try. If you ever get put on death row, whether you did it or you didn't, I'm not going to judge
you. I'm not trying everything for the first
time.
That
should be your last meal.
No, because what if I don't like any of it? That's my last meal and I've
got... exactly. Then
yeah, true that. True.
I need a nice meal.
What's your favourite food?
Not lost anything.
I like spaghetti bolognese. I like Italian food.
So you like noodles?
I love super noodles on toast. That's nice.
You definitely like ramen.
Not the
then.
Same thing as ramen. But
ramen with the broth. You like soup?
Yeah, I love soup.
So you go. How can you not?
You're getting noodles. You're getting soup, and then you can have like a meat in there.
Yeah, I don't want any ginger or coriander in there. Yeah, please.
You don't have to.
Okay. I like some ramen then. I'll try this ramen thing.
Definitely try this ramen thing. It's life changing. I could eat ramen all day if I wanted to. Oh,
okay. Whatever you do, I'm not going to lie, don't get Wagamama's ramen.
I don't really like that as a concept, Wagamama's. I don't like it.
Don't do it. They put ginger.
Okay.
They're like that friend that dips the tea bag in the tea and then takes it out after
too soon. And you're like, this doesn't taste like
tea
ramen.
Tea bag's not even wet.
Where's the sauce?
Exactly. It's not a broth. It's just.
Okay. Well,
I'm not going to sit here and shoot down Wagamama.
It's not my favourite, but. It's all right. But I do know the first time I ever have a patty, I'm going to have it in Kingston. I'm going to take it to Kingston.
So take it to Kingston.
You've got to do it by the sign that says, welcome to Kingston.
Yeah, and I'll take a photo of me eating it or a video and just send it to you and be like, this is the time. Patties have arrived in Kingston.
Life's changed.
Please be wearing flip-flops as well.
And a string vest.
Yeah, and a string vest, yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
String vest, flip-flops, eating a patty.
Yeah.
Okay, it's done. Let's get into a little song and then maybe we'll do Alexander O'Neill Not Here Game Next.
Yes!
Maybe we will.
That's a big tune.
Very big tune.
Vibes. Giovanni by Jamila Woods. No relation to Tiger Woods.
I can't confirm. Where's Tiger's American, right?
He is.
Jamila is also American, so I don't know. They
I'm
could
guessing
be
potential family.
Potentially, maybe, yeah. We could have discovered something.
That's true. Exclusive. They may be, but they're not probably not related.
I doubt it.
Okay. Well,
no, but that was a smooth tune.
Very big tune. Has that
tune
made it to your playlist?
It has made it to my playlist. Would you class it as a would you say it was sexy or would you? I don't know.
No, I'd say it was a banger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That tune tumps.
Okay. Well, Alexander O'Neill isn't in the building or the studio or here, but we did have a game for him, so we might as well just play it, because all some people do is want to criticise music reviewers especially. So what I've got are seven critic clips from seven critically acclaimed albums. I just need you to tell me if the albums have a higher or lower score than the previous one on the website Metacritic. Okay?
Metacritic. Okay.
Okay. So let's start with this clip from Alicia Keys' album Songs in A Minor. So
sorry.
That's lovely. That one got 78. I don't know. I'm assuming out of 100.
Out of 100,
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Right.
I hope it was.
Yeah.
Out of 1,000.
Can you imagine they got 78? So that is where we start with 78 for Alicia Keys. But did this album by The Weeknd called Beauty Behind the Madness, which this track is from, have higher or lower?
I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love is
the banger.
Big tune.
Did that have higher or lower, according to the website Metacritic, points than Songs in A Minor, which got 78.
What are you saying, Marcel?
All right, so like, I'm basically thinking, because like that Alicia Keys album was a big album for me at that time, innit? Like all the tunes of it were like vibes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I feel like The Weeknd has got a massive. He's been doing his thing and he's been shining for a little while. But that was one of his more.
That was a big hit for him,
though.
But it's
hits,
the album.
Hits don't mean.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Sometimes
it's true.
They sell
it,
well.
It might get panned. It might get panned.
Right, the whole album might not sell as well. It might not have enough. Well, it doesn't matter if it sells, so it's critically acclaimed according to Metacritic. Did they like it less or more than Songs in A Minor?
I feel like if they gave 78 to Alicia Keys for that one, which is nearly 80, I'm going to say they probably gave that album. I'm going to say lower.
Okay.
I'm going to go lower as
points
well.
Around, yeah, but not much. 74 they got. Okay. They gave all of the album.
Yeah, good.
So, the next clip. So, that is for 74. This is from this album. Outcast, Speaker Box, The Love Below. Did that get higher or lower than 74 for The Weeknd?
Straight away, I'm going to say higher.
I'm going to say higher as well, because that album, it's a double CD.
That is
like
a thoroughly critically acclaimed album.
And there's bangers from both of them on there.
Any guesses as to how much higher number do you think for an extra point?
I'm going
to
go 86.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 84.
Well, no wrong. It was 91. Did very well. Very well on Metacritic.
Well in.
Okay.
Well in, Andre.
All right. So
three stacks.
So that was Outkast with 91. Did this album, The Blueprint, get higher or lower?
H to the Izzo, B to the Izzo. Bushes on my nizzle used to dribble down in VA. Was hurt him in the home of the turbans. Got it dirt cheap for them. Plans if they was short of cheese, I would work with them.
Right.
And wings, got rid of that dirt for them. Wasn't born hustlers, I was birthing.
That's Jay-Z's The Blueprint. Did that higher or lower than 91 score?
Do you know what? That's one of my favourite albums.
Big album. Big
so
album.
I don't care. I'm going to say higher.
Okay.
It's Jigger. Man, you hurt?
Cops want to knock me. DAs want to box me in. But somehow I beat them charges like Rocky.
What are you saying? Higher or lower?
It was 91.
Ah, shit. I'm going to go lower.
Point for you. It was lower,
yeah.
But it was not, again, not much. 88, so
okay.
Still high, but it's not 91, is it? Let's face it.
Pac, okay. I'm still spending money since 88.
So that was The Blueprint. Onto this album, Sent Elsewhere, from Miles Barkley.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Now that, again, huge hit, number one for many
yes,
weeks. But
yes.
It's not about crazy. It's about Sent Elsewhere, the album by Miles Barkley. Did that get higher or lower than Jay-Z's The Blueprint, 88?
Good question.
I'm saying lower.
I'm going to say controversially lower.
Oh, okay, not controversially. You both get a point there. It was 81 that
okay.
got. Okay. So
I think you should have gotten more.
Yeah, it's actually a good album.
Sent Elsewhere is a fucking
That's
great
That's not
album.
Even my favourite song on the album.
Right?
Right, yeah. Do you like
and
that
it's
album?
Still like I'm not bored of that, and that's not even my favourite song. And that was the massive hit from
you
it.
Must have got bored of that at one point though.
They pulled it, didn't they?
Was that, they the ones
they got
that did
played.
It
yeah. got played like every 30 minutes or
right.
so.
Yeah. But
I
I'm
heard
sure
they pulled it, yeah.
It was themselves that were like, we've heard enough of this song now being played. So we don't want it to be number one for another week. That's Danger Mouse. Yeah, Danger Mouse, right. So okay. So that was Gnarls Barkley. We're sent elsewhere at 81. But what about should we find the button? What about this Tasty from Khalees? Big song. Khalees is Tasty. Does that get higher or lower than 81 for Gnarls Barkley? It's a very good album.
Do you know, if Alicia Keys only got 78, I'm going to put Khalees' album lower than that.
Me too.
Yeah, that is correct. That got 81, so not a great deal lower, but got higher than Alicia Keys' album, which surprised me.
Which is very surprising.
Yeah, really surprising. Right. Okay, so 81. Oh, sorry, 80, not 81. 80 for Khalees.
But there were obviously different critics, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be.
You know. I assume so. It's not just one
Metacritic
person.
Metacritic is just one.
Just one guy just a bit angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even really a critic. Just Metacritic one time.
Right.
Thought he was one.
That's what they put. Okay, so that was Khalees from Tasty. It was 80 points on Metacritic. What about this, which was Amy Winehouse from Back to Black? We only accept the words. I died 100 times. Okay. Again, that was a huge album. But did Metacritic think it was higher or lower than Tasty?
Definitely higher.
A million percent
definitely
higher.
Okay,
higher.
I'll give you some points there, but do you want to have a guess at what number, how much higher it was?
So Khalees was 80, mm-hmm. and...
I'm going to go 96.
Sorry, 86?
96.
What do you think,
I'm
going
to go for 92.
Very wrong. Only 1 point higher at 81,
wow.
according to Metacritic, which surprised me, right? Because it was huge.
Oh, my
huge.
God. That album was sick.
It was incredible. So at the end of that, Alexander O'Neill got zero.
shame on you,
Alex. Sorry, Alexander. Try harder next time.
Actually, we can't criticise him. We can't criticise him.
No, we can't. But
rule number one.
All right, well done, Alexander. Everyone's a winner, but not you. Marcel, you got 5 points, so that's nice. But Michael Payne, 6 points.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Shay Lingo is next door, so let's get a song and we'll get him in the studio.
Yeah, we can.
Going in like there's no tomorrow. Find out a new way to kill our sorrow. This shit easy, your own shit, new shit, shit don't please me. So damn high, I feel so queasy. So damn high, I feel so breezy. I wake up every morning, thank the Lord. Another rapper had to pull the cord. It got so messy that I had to score. I feel like Arthur when I pull the sword. Fuck the wave, man, y'all niggas some slaves. I paved the way every step that I take. If you ain't with us, better get out my face. You fucking losers, man, y'all lost some mistakes. I ain't playing, better stay in your lane. Snapping niggas, you can tell that it's ain't. I had to scream when they said no my name. I'm sending shots, I ain't losing the aim. Silly nigga, better keep your head down. Don't be talking when the boss is around. They gon' say that I'm the king of the town. You a punk, doesn't have to recount. Some do fast, some do slow. Some get the cash, some get the dough. Some call it gas, some call it dro. Please keep sending it, sending it, sending it, sending it. Damn, nigga ain't sending it, sending them. Ain't breaking bread with my minute man. Man, grind don't stop, 22 again, nigga rich. Everybody flock, cause they know who this niggas is. Man, head down to the bank, 10 toes, bank telling him to roll with some 100 notes. Back when they laughed, now these niggas all gas, cause they scheming and wishing the life that I chose. They gang hang with the killer game for my niggas in the bricks, and afraid of a risk. How you think a nigga gotta like this? Ain't invited, I decided on the list, nigga. Thank the Lord, I'm living great. Gotta finish my whole plate. We ain't starving no more, come to discover a note in all states. Rolling, rolling, gotta keep it going, don't roll around with them snakes. Came up with so many niggas, now I'm allergic to them cause they fake. I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back more committed. Gotta get it while I can, cause the cycle keeps spinning. Yeah, we on top now, just gotta pray my niggas keep winning. Alright, it's time to clock in, fuck what you're saying and your opinion. Oh shit, fresh off the plane, asked for the party, now they all insane. Thought I was a stranger, but they know my name. Couple shots, more splits, now I'm off that cane. Get the cat, Calvin Klein. I don't want yours, but I know you won't mind. They were watching the six, but they shut down Vine. Two niggas, new niggas, dying at the odd time. What? Jiggy, I don't like these niggas. Matter of fact, I don't trust these niggas. Got me feeling racist, nigga. I'm
fly, no spaceship, nigga. Don't get too complacent, my nigga. I'm still your chick like Trigger. She like me cause she fuck with a winner. She left you cause you couldn't cook dinner.
Look, damn, it's the man with the shot. Young nigga ain't talking about ballin'. Late night, I was up with a girl, gave her a triple double, now she won't stop calling. Fall back, you don't hang with them neeks. Never catch me chillin' with a pagan. Try to tell me you don't like the sound, but we're also global, giving you flavors.
Damn. Ain't nobody on the shit we on. Hit the gas on these dudes, we gone. Fill up the bag, you wanna see us crunk. Stay level headed when you grew up in the slums. Push it forward, they wanna hold us back. Ain't no loose, we got too much slack. Lacking movement, we still all black. Lacking movement, we still all black.
I was talking to the Lord and he said, Raj Mahal, lift up your voice, lift up your heart, lift up everybody's spirit. This world is amazing, so amazing. Can I get an amen? Well, amen!
That's Savor the Rations. You know when you think a song's over and...
Yeah, you have to savour it a bit more.
You've got to savour it. That's a fucking massive cave with that echo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stop recording in caves, Australian rappers. No, that was Savor the Rations by... No, sorry, that was Thank the Lord by Savor the Rations.
Correct.
There's a bag of names there that I'm not going to read out. I'm assuming that's... Is that crew members?
That's actually just the members of the band. But
okay.
Not just, I say that. That is the members
that
of the band. Yeah.
Right, okay. Cool. Well, from the Antipodes, we're just going to kind of touch back on the UK scene for a bit. This is the Eminem show, Marcel, Michael and Natalie. Marcel, Natalie and Michael, should I say. Michael, Natalie and Marcel. I have to say it both ways.
Both ways. Whatever way you prefer it, innit? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Have to say it both ways. We just played a game, which I won, an Alexander O'Neill inspired game. And we had to play it so that we didn't have to criticise him. Because
exactly.
That's rule number one with Alexander O'Neill.
So true.
Never criticise him.
Never criticise him. So, yeah, rather than kind of forego the game, you know how much I love my games.
You do love your games, yeah.
We played it. Serious things now, though, because we've got our very first special guest in the studio with us now. He's been having an amazing summer. Like, I've just been seeing your name pop up absolutely everywhere for various different reasons. Thankfully, most of them music related. Because in this day and age, you know what I mean? It's easy for people to just become influencers or something and forget about the kind of essence.
Yeah, of course.
But you haven't at all. So kudos for that. It is, of course, Shay Lingo.
Thank you, guys.
Not at all, man.
Thank you for having me.
It's long overdue.
Yeah, do you know what? We've been actually meaning to properly talk. I think the first time we met properly after me seeing like your trajectory and your rise as the person you are is was randomly outside
it was
a
in
PR
Central,
office.
Weren't it? Yeah.
Randomly, just
Getz
outside.
Getz was there as well.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
Them hoverboard things.
Yeah.
And he was the just the magician on one. Like,
it was crazy. Like, just random PR office in the middle of Central. And I was like, Michael Bell. He's like, yeah.
He's got the wrong pronunciation. He said it. Yeah. No, it's Michael.
Oh.
It's
Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
But the thing is, 50% of people say Michael. Do you know what? Who am I kidding? 90% of people. 90%. Honestly,
right.
Because they see it written down. Do you know what?
Originally, I felt like it was that, and this is not even me just saying this. Like, I genuinely felt like it was that.
Yeah.
But I heard so many people say Mikkel. I was like,
that's the thing. It becomes.
Am I
the
saying it wrong? Do you know what I mean? But exactly. I get that all the time. People call me Che, and it's Shay.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It happens.
I was lucky enough to know a Shay from like early doors, so I just know how to pronounce that
lovely
name. You know,
lovely.
So is Shay your given name? Is that your real name?
My real name is Shaney.
Okay. Okay.
So, everyone in my family, all the way through to my grandma, calls me Shay. So, yeah, it was kind of like a combination of things, like lingo meaning common talk of the town by definition. So it's like Shaney is the common talk of the town,
right?
Kind of thing. So yeah,
nice little double entendre. Nice.
Yeah, like rap nice. Within a title, living a
absolutely
rap layers, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And yeah, like I said, it's been an amazing few months.
Yeah, man,
you.
It has been good.
Since I've seen you, the trajectory for me, I'd say, has been since Metal and Rocks.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of released project after project, you know, singles and EPs and whatnot. But then pulled in these amazing collaborations along the way and been noticed by huge brands along the way. So you're kind of, your stars ascended quite quickly in like every sense of the word.
yeah, I to be honest, I think my stars, I still believe my stars yet to ascend.
And, right.
But it's amazing to know that people hold me in that regard. Do you know what I mean? That's sick. Like a lot of the time people say like, nah, bruv, like take some time to like rate yourself a bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, cause I'm so focused on what I do to the point where I rarely go out. If I do, people are like, oh my God, like you actually came out kind of thing. But yeah, we did like South by Southwest in March, following my first headline show, which we sold out in Shoreditch.
Was that not
Omira? No, that was my second headline show.
Right, okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah, exactly. So we did, I think on March 7th of this year, we did Old Blue Last and we sold that out. Then I think 4 days later, we went to South by. I went there with like 5 people.
Yeah.
Like from my team. And we played 4 shows out there. And then we came back and we done Great Escape and we did, I don't know if I'm getting the right order, we done Great Escape, Love Box, Get Loose, Tbilisi Fest, Open Air Festival, which was like 12,000 people. That was crazy.
Nice.
And then we did, then I released some songs. I released Mad Angle, Feet Your Feelings, and this new song with Mick Jenkins. Mick Jenkins being my first ever like officially released collaboration. So like loads of people I wanted to work with. I'm a bit of an anomaly, people say, in the scene kind of thing.
Yeah,
well,
you carved your own lane.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
so
I think that's the more tactful way to say it.
Yeah, exactly. You know? To be honest, I don't really mind any way you look at it. I'm just living my life, bro. Like, I'm just doing what I love
to
do.
And it's working.
Thank you, man. We released some singles and I'm gearing up for my second EP, Sensitive. The first one was called Charisma. Singles from that were like, well, Metal and Rocks. Before that was Black Girl Magic. So Black Girl Magic, Metal and Rocks. Same Energy, and then
Same Energy was a very big success for you as
thank
well,
you as
wasn't
well.
It?
Yeah. I love that song, man. I love that song. And to be honest, that numerically, like online, Black Girl Magic is the best performing song. Do you get me? But
well, it's a very important song, and at this time as well.
Definitely. And when I released it as well, like it's still important. It will always be important. I think that's why it's done so well. Do you know what I mean?
Course.
Like it was something that needed to be done. And then we released Metal and Rocks, which to me was like the male version of Black Girl Magic. It was like the one said in the way that needed to be said, as opposed to like teetering on the edge of glorifying the wrong things, you know what I mean? And then following that, obviously, with Same Energy, which was like more of an introspective me towards the industry kind of situation. And towards like everyone that I feel like fronted on me, do you know what I mean? And that got played on loads in places. I think Pharrell played it on a guest mix on OVO
Strong,
with others, which was crazy. And I was in South By when that happened, so it was like, rise, it's all kicking off. You know what I mean?
All over the world.
Like, he's one of my flipping. He's a massive inspiration to me. You know what I mean? So yeah, like it kind of went. It went really well. Summer was really, really good. And the last festival we did was Hype Festival in Germany. With my brothers Michael Dapper and Octavian, big them up.
So what? Who's been your favorite? What's been your favorite? You've touched on a few continents now.
And
or the countries at
yeah,
least.
More countries, yeah. Definitely.
And so what kind of what's your favorite country to play live?
I can't lie, it's either Germany or Georgia.
Okay.
Because Tbilisi was mad. Even up until that was June 22nd. We played that. I'll never forget that day. We actually played the day. We were booked for the daytime set and they just asked us to come back and play the night. Like, it was just, you lot are sick. And I was like, I don't really care about the money right now. Like, I just want to play it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was crazy. So me and my boy just went back on and we played the night as well.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And it was nuts. To this day, they still, like, people are still asking us, like, when are you coming back to Georgia, to Tbilisi, to do another show? Like, or to do your own show? And I'm like, I don't know what their club scene there is like. I haven't been there for long enough, so I have to go there and like chill with the guys that hosted us and scout it and you get me, and immerse myself a little bit more and then see what we can pull off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So hopefully there's a show in Tbilisi coming soon.
Nice. After a bit of recon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A bit of scouting.
So you fast forward to the present day and you've got the huge Mick Jenkins, very well respected MC. You've gone for a collaboration of integrity, of credibility.
Definitely.
Rather than, you know, the person who can put the most skirts on the tunes, you get me?
Yeah.
I respect that massively.
Thank you.
How did that come about, that collaboration?
I was in Berlin and I was doing a show with my guys from a band called Bakery in Berlin in the what's it called? The it's a dome. I forgot. It's my mind's gone blank. It's
Natalie, what's your dome geography?
I'm gonna just have
it's
Berlin's life. Berlin Dome gig venue.
Yeah, it's there's a name for it. Astrology. It's a
observatory.
Observatory. Right. Yep. It's the biggest observatory in Europe.
Okay.
So we played there the like a Berlin observatory, and we came back off that show, and I got an email from a producer called Manon Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And he coincidentally done a lot of stuff that people probably wouldn't even know about, but right. mostly in America.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wrote the first two seasons music for Heroes back in 2011.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? So he did a lot of, he participated very heavily in all of that, if not did it all. So he hit me up and he was like, hey, I've got this tune that I'm working on with Mick. I've heard your Charisma EP, and there's another rapper as well that I'm yet to name. Yeah, and he was just like, I really think you two would fit. Do you know Mick? And I was like, I've been a fan of Mick for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is like you don't even know how much of a dream come true this is.
Yeah.
You get me? And prior to that, 2015, I'd met Mick twice in the UK, but it wasn't a mutual thing. It was like, hey, it was like, regardless of what you do, you're going to look like a fan, which is fine. I'm
yeah,
cool with that.
Of course.
You get me? Like, but it was just, I know he wouldn't remember me from those times, you know
right.
what I mean? So big up Mick, because obviously he heard the verse, he was like, yes, fire, I'm happy to, like, it was all remote because he was like preparing for his album, and then he started dropping music right around the time that we were ready to like drop the song,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, which was perfect for
mm-hmm.
us. It's like a godsend timing. So
yeah
the guy that actually made that happen, kind of A&R'd it a little bit, was Manon Dave. So I big him up massively,
yeah,
and he produced the track as well. So
right, I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
Like I was like recently had the pleasure of seeing someone explain how, you know, the All About the Benjamins tune, how that was A&R'd, and it was actually Missy Elliott. Have you heard this story?
No.
About how Missy Elliott A&R'd that whole record and put the locks on it. But then took Styles P's verse off because she thought it was whack.
Whoa. Serious?
It's incredible. It's fucking incredible. The story, you should check it out online. Like
right,
when you get
cool.
when you get a check, the way Missy A&R'd that song, absolutely incredible.
Styles P's just done a new mixtape with Dave East as
well. Yeah.
I'm yet to listen to that as well.
Yeah. I'll check that out.
That's meant to be some real nostalgic shit.
Mm. Because, yeah, there was that quite recently. I think it was last year, was it? Jada, or maybe even earlier on this year.
Yeah, Jada
Kiss and Fabulous.
Yeah, Fabulous, yeah.
And that kind of harked back to the to the real mixtape era.
There you go.
Yeah. But let's stay on the subject
Sorry.
Of your music.
Yeah, of course,
no, not at all. Because I was going to say we should get into the song. We've been talking about it long enough.
Yeah.
If you do us the honour of introducing it for us, Shay.
Yeah, my name is Shay Lingo. This is my tune, No Sidekicks, feat. Mick Jenkins, produced by Manon Dave.
I sacrificed my life for you. My sidekick bought more time for saving who. It's funny what the mind can do. But when you're by my side, I'm fine, it's cool.
Hey, backseat, windows up, that's the way I like to smoke. I ain't talking money if I call you broke. These days I just call you back. These days I won't call you black unless I got some confirmation. These niggas ain't authentic, I can't lose my concentration. I need all my parchment stack highs, all my expectations. On my card, cracking shit, man, all I need is a pen. He like a fucking octopus with the ink. Refuse to stencil a trend, no lead on me, you just know that I could pencil it in. I mean, the fuck did you think? You already know why we came, like we pulled up in a Brinks truck. My armor, it took a few chinks. My links tough, I'm super fucking with karma. About to open my chakras, call me broccoli. No drama, just broccoli road. I'm a pro, fuck a proxy. I hold my light on my own from the go. I got moxie coming at this shit so strong. All these jockeys, they keep coming up short. But tell these niggas hold they horses while we hold down the fort.
They just think it's dope, but I'ma smoke for you. All the money in the world, I can still go broke for you. Close my heart and my mind, I could open both for you. Getting woke for you, like I'm supposed to do. Like I'm supposed to do, yeah.
I sacrifice my life for you. My sidekick bought more time, who's saving who? Funny what the mind can do. But when you're by my side, I'm fine, it's cool.
She told me, Shay, you need to understand. undressed his soul. Covered in name brand fleece and polo neck tops and chains of reflective gold. Always on point, never checked this pulse. Living on my own terms till death tiptoes. From young I've been building, never really fit in the blocks, but I learned to play Tetris though. This game ain't something you can mess with, bro. Sending me all of your energy just in case I need to spirit bomb enemies. You be my senzu, being in the blender when life hits hard and I need the remedy. Might get tendonitis, cause this writing is more than a tendency. Seeing more than what they tend to see. Breaking my habits and honing my skills. Working harder for that home in the hills. What they're saying is fake. Their lips are collagen filled. I know man in collagen filled. Stacking bricks until their property's built. Majority wanted them killed. But they never had a wifey like you. Never had nobody riding like you. Tryna keep them on the straight and narrow. Even when they're feeling paro. Cupid hit me with that arrow. Now I feel you in my marrow.
They just think I'm dope, but I'ma smoke for you. All the money in the world, I could still go broke for you. Close my heart and my mind, I could open both for you. Getting woke for you, like I'm supposed to do. Like I'm supposed to do, yeah.
I sacrifice my life for you. My psychic but more time, who's saving who? It's funny what the mind can do. But when you're by my side, I'm fine, it's cool.
I sacrifice my life for you. My psychic but more time, who's saving who? It's funny what the mind can do. But when you're by my side, I'm fine, it's cool.
That was No Sidekicks by Shay Lingo, who joins us in the studio right now. It is the Eminem Show. Michael, Natalie and Marcel. Marcel, Natalie and Michael, there's the OCD again.
Uh-huh. That's definitely a vibe for the ladies, them, you know. I'm feeling, absolutely. You know.
Very, 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 again, very important subject matter.
Yeah, definitely, you man. Know, definitely.
At the right time.
Yeah. You know. I feel like I'm feeling a lot of things that a lot of people feel, but not everybody's brave enough to make music about right now. Or maybe it's just not for them. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think everyone can. That's the thing. It's not, a lot of the time, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And I like to think that a lot more artists want, really, really want to be a bit more socially aware, conscious, woke, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
But I think they want to be like that now because it's so like you can get backlash for not being that way.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't feel like they want to, I feel like there's a lot of people that are not that way because they inside when they go home they think, oh, that's kind of deep. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't even have to be, oh my god, I'm outraged, flip the table.
Yeah.
It just like I wrote, like even Black Girl Magic, I wrote that off one fact. Mm. Just finding out the statistic of like socially the percentage of black women or dark skinned women that were ridiculed and like just buoyed in life across the globe was the highest. It was the highest for black, especially dark skinned women. Do you get me? I was just like, that's ridiculous. But do you know what I mean? Like, I just heard that fact and was just like, wow, that's kind of deep. Do you know what I mean? And then I just wrote Black Girl Magic. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It wasn't like this is a good song for now. And like, so many people have come up to me in life and just been like, oh, that was such a good song to put out now. And it was so calculated, like trying to make it seem really contrived, but not in a like, ah, you did it on purpose kind of way.
Yeah.
But, do you know what I mean? Just like, oh, you know what you was doing. I was like, bruv, I wasn't even trying to do that.
Yeah.
I knew it would get the reaction it got to an extent, but not as much as it got, obviously. But it was just like, bruv, I just wanted to say that I like black girls. You know what I mean? Like, and just show them that you lot are buff. Like,
be
buff. Go and be buff. It's nothing to do with me, especially as a man. That's a whole different plight. But you get me? It was just like, hey, I just love you lot. You lot raised me. And to be fair, up until this point, and even past this point, I can imagine, like, black women are my biggest audience. Like, they're my biggest and most celebratory fan, part of my fan base. You know what I mean? As it grows. And it continues to be like that, no matter where you go, no matter what country you go to. And some of it, obviously, is because of that song, Residue from the song. But outside of that, it was originally that. And that was the only other reason. That was like the other half to me writing that song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because if it was all like young boys from Yorkshire and Essex and Cambridge and London and whatever, then it might not have resonated the way that it did. Do you know what I mean? So yeah,
this is very true. Yeah, you clearly know your fan base.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to know them as best as possible. Like, I tried to reply to everyone until I kind of made a vow to myself that I would do as much as I can to interact and engage with the people that support me until it becomes physically too much to do. Do you know what I mean? Until it physically starts to waste my time. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel guilty because I know I could be doing something more productive, which is obviously no downfall to them, no detriment to them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I just decided I was going to be that way because I saw so many people like trying to distance themselves at such early stages from people, and it just didn't feel human. It just felt like, why are you doing that? That's mad neaky. Do you know what I mean? Like, what for? Like, what for? These are the people that are messing with you. Oh, but they're strangers. Like, man, I don't know them. And then that's cool. So what? Do you know what I mean? So what? Like, you don't know. I didn't know you before I came on here. Do you know what I mean? Like that. Do you know what I mean? We're not friends in real life, but we're here because of a mutual respect over the music.
Absolutely.
And I can only appreciate that, and vice versa. You know what I mean? With everyone in the room. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, Natalie's last mixtape was fucking fire. What is it? 87 on Metacritic?
Yeah, at least. Disappointing 87. I was hoping for a 97, but you know, can't please everyone.
Yeah, that's it. Saga.
You know what I mean?
as they say in Kingston, sorry.
Saga crumbles sometimes.
That's right.
So what's next for Shay Lingo?
I'm putting out another single towards November, probably end of this month.
And that's with the is that the aforementioned big collaboration as well?
No.
Okay, cool. So you got more in your locker.
Nice. So what I can say is I've just had a visit from Oshun.
Right.
And they did a London show, then he came and we got in the studio after that. So there is some stuff there.
Yeah.
And then there's one I can't even I want to say it so bad, but I know it would blow your mind.
Nice.
But like I can't.
No, fair play. Next year. I like pleasant surprises.
Next year, I'll come back on if you have me. You
know, all right, cool. Yeah, no, mate, not at all. Are you happy to stick around for a little while? Because we've got a little game.
We can just do it. Okay. Let's do it now. In fact,
let's do it.
Pens and papers at the ready. There's one for you there, Shay. So, what I want to know from you, Shay, and from Michael and Marcel, is how well do you all know your lingo? How well does Shay Lingo know his lingo? So what I've got here are seven sayings and slang terms from around the world.
Okay.
I want you to tell me what country you think they're from, and for a bonus point, what they might mean, okay? So you can write this all down.
Are they in English?
I'm going to say them in English.
I don't think my pen works.
So which is not, it's not helping you, really. Okay, so this is the this is the first saying.
Hold on. I think my...
Can we have a new pen for Shay? Stop trying to fix it, Michael Payne.
What do you mean? He just swapped the pens
this
in the last minute.
This is what happens,
like,
isn't it?
Me, Mr. Pen.
Definitely wasn't myself.
I see what happens here.
Did he just do that, yeah?
Bam, look.
Right.
I see you, Michael.
It was working before you came in the studio, so we know something you fixed it. Okay, saying number one is, stop snapping your suspenders against your chest.
So
I want to know.
Go on.
What country you think that might be from? I mean, and what it might mean.
Wait, would they say it in English?
They're not going to say it in English in any of these. Well,
stop snapping your suspenders against your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got clues. If you need clues.
Well, the saying itself should be a clue, right?
Yeah. Definitely. I would assume.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay. All right, number
can we use? Can we use another? This is fun. Can we use another saying to describe what we think the saying means?
Oh, yeah.
Good question.
Okay. If it's right, I'll give you a point.
Hey, I understand that. This is what I think. It's like equivalent to this. You know what I mean?
Sure. All right. Yeah, I'll allow that. All right. Number two. Flat out like a lizard drinking.
What
country could that be from? Now, in this country, this would be said in English. So there's a clue there for you. Okay.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Yeah. What might it mean? What country is it from? Confidence there for Michael.
You know what I mean? I feel like I'm panicking.
No, don't worry. They don't. You can't know that. I mean, you could, but
I'm guessing.
Flat out like a lizard drinking.
Yeah. Again, if you need clues, I have clues.
Yeah,
for you. Do you want a clue? Okay.
This is
home to the box jellyfish, the world's most venomous creature. This particular place, country.
Well, bloody hell.
The box jellyfish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the box jellyfish.
Yeah, you know the box jellyfish. Not just the jellyfish, the box jellyfish, right? You know.
I got this.
Damn.
I've got this locked down.
Okay. Marcel, that look. You don't have a poker face. That's all I'm saying, Marcel. I would like to play poker with you. Okay, number three. It's a carrot. What country? This would not be said in English. It's a carrot.
Shines nicely.
What does it mean? I mean, I can give you a clue.
Yeah.
What type of carrot are we talking?
Just like a vegetable carrot. Okay. I'm not going to say it. Could be a carrot that you eat. Could be a carrot. Now, a boy band from this country have just sold out 2 shows at the O2 Arena.
At the O2 Arena?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
A boy band from this country.
From this particular country.
What country has a boy band?
That would be all of them. Every country has a boy band.
I mean, but who would be doing that?
Who's big enough to do that? Yeah,
exactly.
Twice.
I mean,
I think
twice.
I don't think it could be anyone new.
Mm. Yeah, it is someone new.
Is it someone new?
I think the one I'm thinking of. Someone new.
Okay, it's a carrot. Remember, bonus points if you have a guess what it means. Are you trying to look up?
I know.
Whoa, Marcel, he's standing up, coughing.
Trying to look at everyone's
eyes.
My man put the eye in the sky.
Yeah, right.
Well, I saw his eyes just come up.
Next week we'll get
you shed a light ass motherfucker.
Right. He's going to rig up
a
camera.
Get your drone ass out of here, Marcel.
Yeah, you sit down, Marcel.
Damn.
By next week, he'll have rigged up a secret camera somewhere.
You know what I mean? Inside the flipping...
I've actually got that one connected to my phone. It's actually spinning around looking at your paper right now.
Right now.
All right, that's number three. Number four is to suck a rooster. Again, not said in English.
Bestiality much?
To suck a rooster.
What country could this be from? What
that
could
is
it mean?
Such a questionable.
Do you need a clue?
Choice of words.
Sounds
yeah.
Like clues? A, sounds like one of William Shakespeare's sort of lesser known plays.
When England played this country at the World Cup, the Sun featured the headline "Go Kane."
Oh yeah.
I'm not a football guy. I feel like this is rigged.
But the clues in the what she just said, the headline was the clues in that. If you get what I'm saying,
yeah.
I'm even helping.
Say
brother
the clue
that.
Again. You're a good guy, bro. You're a good guy.
It's that black boy magic.
I'm falling apart, bro. Listen, I am dismantling myself right now.
You're gonna have to change your surname
if you don't win.
Think
about the headline.
Yeah, go Kane. But put those two words together.
Mm.
And it might sound like another word.
Say it to yourself.
I ain't got no doubt.
Jay, do you want to leave here with the surname Lingo?
Listen.
Because you're going to have to change your name
otherwise.
What does Go Kane sound like?
Yeah, I know what it sounds
okay.
like.
Okay.
Wait, all right. Say the question again.
To suck a rooster is the phrase. When England played this country at the World Cup, the Sun featured the headline, Go Kane. Go Kane.
Okay.
All right.
I love Go Kane!
What country could that possibly be referring to? Right, number five. A raisin in the sausage. A raisin in the sausage.
That actually sounds quite tasty.
A raisin in a sausage.
Actually, no.
Apple. Yeah.
This is not, again, not said. None of the rest of these are said would be said in English. So that's a clue
a
for
raisin.
You. Not a big
raisin
clue.
In
a
the
raisin
sausage.
In the sausage. Do you need a clue?
Yes, please.
This particular country is home to the biggest herd of wild reindeer in the whole of Europe.
Ah, I think I know which one you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay.
Nah. I think my general knowledge is so weak right now.
Okay.
I have to go home and watch some... QI.
Okay, number six. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
That's a good one.
I like that. I can definitely figure out what that means.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Definitely.
Do you have a clue on the country?
Yes, please.
The end of winter is marked by making a human-sized straw doll and then setting it on fire and then throwing it into the water in this country. Which sounds fun.
Say that again.
The end of winter in this country is celebrated and marked by making a human-sized straw doll, setting it on fire and then throwing it into some water. Come on now, if you can't get it from that, then I don't know. I just don't know what
you're
talking
about. I feel like I know exactly
from.
What you're talking about. I just don't know what country that's in.
Okay, have a little guess, Jay.
And what was the phrase?
I'm not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah.
And say what you said about the humans, the effigy.
They mark the end of winter by burning a human-sized straw doll, set it on fire, and then chuck it into some water.
Okay.
All yeah? Right. Okay, finally, I'm not hanging noodles on your ears. What
obviously
country
from a noodle manufacturing country.
What country is that from? What could it possibly mean for a bonus point?
Can we get a clue?
The president of this country is very close friends with Steven Seagal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Should we go back? Right, number one was stop snapping, Marcel.
I just want a disclaimer. One. I have completely tanked this shit. I'm just
don't,
you
never
know.
Don't
They're
be
all
hard
guesses.
On yourself. Yeah. Think positive.
You potentially might beat me, so.
Okay, right, listen. Number one was stop snapping your suspenders against your chest. Shay, Lingo, what country is that from?
I think that's from here.
Okay.
England.
Yeah.
And I feel like it
well,
means...
go country okay, first. So, I want to get okay, some okay. other countries. Right, Michael cool, cool. Payne, what country is that from?
I'm guessing Italy.
Okay, and what are you saying, Marcel?
I said Germany.
All wrong. It was from France.
Wow. Okay.
And what do you think it means,
Shane? I think it means stop tooting your own horn. Like,
okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
What, like, what did you put, Marcel?
Stop being annoying.
Mine is stop acting hard. Like,
well, I'm
going
to give
like
that to Shay actually, because it means stop bragging, which is yeah. kind of exactly what you said. Okay. Stop tooting.
That does make sense. Like a, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
that yeah. is, yeah, that is bragging. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
it's
yeah,
bragging. Man, number two was flat out like a lizard drinking. What country was that from?
Argentina.
Okay.
Australia.
Okay. I've got Australia as
well. Points. It was from Australia. That's sick. Quite correct. And what fair do you enough. Think it might mean?
So tired.
Mm-hmm.
I think it means being drunk or paralytic drunk.
Okay.
I put working hard, but I don't think so.
Well, it actually means to be extremely busy. So that's sort of like you
oh, well,
get that right.
I mean,
yeah, yeah. That is a point for you. That is a point for you.
I thought tired. Yes.
How are you? I'm flat out like a lizard drinking.
Yeah, I'm working out.
Very
busy.
Okay, oh, yeah, number three. It's a carrot. What country was that from, Shay?
Russia.
Mm-hmm. Mars?
America.
Mm-hmm.
South Korea.
Correct. Points there for
gun
Michael Payne.
Fingers in your bumper clock.
And what do you think it might mean? It's a carrot.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Marcel, what have you got?
Nothing.
Or an anti-climax.
No,
maybe.
It means of course. It's a carrot. Of course, it's a carrot.
Okay. I kind of like
that's I meant it's nothing.
That is not what you said there, is it? That's not the same.
I mean,
I'm
you should give him a point for
calm
trying
down,
that.
Calm down, Marcel.
Yeah, you tried that still.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I said it's nothing. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's not the same as... That's not the same of course, is it?
No, it's not the same.
How are you going to say that's not the same?
Say nada.
No. You're trying.
See how you are rolling. You don't know if... If it was on the streets, I was like, yo, say night. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's not the same as of course.
Of course.
You can't use those two things in the same sentence.
You can. Only in certain contexts.
You can.
Not this one.
How?
Bro,
what
if someone says, give me if I say do me a favour, and then you say, yeah, it's nothing, that it could mean the same as, of course.
Yeah, but that's the only one.
And that's a reach to be
exactly. And that is
lot.
Definitely, like, we had to have this conversation for that to manifest.
That's how he's trying to get points.
Nah, I'm not even trying to get points. I'm just not trying to let you reach that far.
I see you.
Bro, you could reach this corner of the room.
It's cool, bro. Get over it, Marcel.
I'm not upset about that point.
To suck a rooster. All right, Marcel, what country is that from?
Colombia.
Okay, what have you got, Shay?
Colombia.
Yeah, you've Colombia. All got Colombia. And can you give me an idea of what it might mean, please?
Suck a dick.
Futile.
Who said that? Who said that? Marcel said suck a dick. Okay, yeah, what have you got, Shay?
To take cocaine.
Okay, what have you...
Mine is like to do a futile, like make a futile pursuit.
It's to procrastinate or waste time.
Okay.
So no
you're
points.
Closest.
They're closest, yeah, but no closest. Point. No
yeah,
point.
No point.
Number five was a raisin in the sausage. What country did you get for that?
I didn't even put one down.
Okay.
I put Russia again.
Okay. What have you got, Marcel?
Germany.
Okay. Michael Payne.
Finland.
It's Norway.
Oh, wanted to write that.
What do you think it might mean, though? In the sausage.
I think it means it doesn't belong here.
Okay, Marcel.
It's nothing.
What have you got?
Like something in the wrong place.
No, it means a pleasant surprise and something that was already good.
There you go.
Oh, wow. So like okay. You, Shay, coming into the show. Hey.
You're a raisin in the sausage.
A raisin in the sausage.
I am actually the raisin in the sausage.
Remind me never to have dinner in Norway, because I don't want to be finding raisins in my sausages, complaining, and then people congratulating me.
Exactly.
Hey, a raisin in the sausage,
because that's how they talk.
They
in
do
Norway.
Talk
I feel like
that.
I feel like that's good luck.
Yeah, maybe.
You find a raisin in
number
the sausage.
Number six, Shay. What did you have? Not my circus. Not my monkeys. Where do you think that's from?
Italy.
Okay. Where you got, Mark?
Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Germany.
Poland it was actually
Fuck.
From.
Damn.
And what does it mean?
I think it means not my doing, not my responsibility.
What you got, Mark?
Not my problem.
Yeah, same, not my problem.
I have to give it actually points because you've both got the correct wording. It's not my problem. Although you did say that as well. I feel like we all kind of said the same thing. Yeah, you did. Jesus.
Is that your first point?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's
minus. It's for that Saturn as well. It was minus five for you.
It's his first point ever.
Number seven. I'm not hanging noodles on your ears. What country was that
I'm
from?
I'm totally winging this. I'm going to say Korea.
Mm-hmm. What you got, Marcel?
Belgium.
Yeah.
I'm going to say North Korea.
It was Russia.
What?
I said Russia.
What the
Russia?
Hell? What the fuck it is going on?
But I said Russia twice. I'm shaking the table right now, bro. Oh my days.
That's like your go-to,
bro. And they're actually
going
to see that on the camera because I actually shook the table.
You did, yeah.
That's his go-to. That was his go-to.
That was actually my go-to. I'm so mad about that.
What does it mean, though, Shay?
Jokes.
Stop. What is it?
I'm not hanging noodles on your ears.
Come on. I'm not telling you something that... I'm not talking rubbish.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Marcel?
I'm gonna just say one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's nothing.
You're correct. It is nothing. As in no point. No, no, no. I meant you're wrong.
No points for me again.
Because it meant I'm not pulling your leg.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not lying. I feel like we. I feel like we should both get points for that.
Yeah, what did you say?
He said I'm not lying. I said I'm not talking rubbish.
All right.
No, I'm not pulling your leg.
I mean, every context is the same. Then you know what I mean.
All right. I'll allow that, which means that puts Marcel now then in third place. Oh no, in joint second place with Shay with 4 points each.
What?
Michael Payne with 5.
What? I didn't lose. Well, yeah. I did lose, but I didn't not lose the worst.
Exactly. That's there you nice. Go.
Say that sentence again for me, please.
I didn't not lose the worst.
What country is that from?
That's from Marcelland.
Jesus is Lord.
From Somerville.
What? Exactly. I didn't lose the worst. See, that's like a triple negative.
You've got to do algebraic equations just to figure out what
I didn't brother. Not lose the worst.
Wow. I lost the worst.
Wow.
No, that I is... didn't.
I didn't. He said I didn't. No, listen. He said I didn't not lose
exactly.
the worst.
So I lost the worst.
So I didn't not. So I did.
Yeah
exactly.
So you did lose the worst.
No, but I didn't. But we got the same thing.
Yeah, but you just said
you
did.
You said you lost the worst. I didn't say that.
I didn't.
You put yourself there. Not. So technically, you're third. I'm second. And
in loser, it's Marcel in third place.
Yay!
This is actually bullying. I'm actually leaving.
You did that to yourself.
I tell you what, you've got a chance to redeem yourself because we've got a third game that we're going to play with Natty, our next guest.
Mm-hmm.
I've already beaten an invisible Alexander O'Neill today. So
an invisible.
I've beaten a soul legend and an up and coming rap legend.
Come on.
So now it's just reggae to do. You get me?
All right, we're gonna have to try this. Tic-tac-toe, motherfucker.
Also, Natty and I have the same name, so I might be more generous with him. Yeah,
this is
points
true.
For your name.
This is true.
Yeah.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Natatism, we'll call that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Natula, you know, whatever.
I was so looking forward to that second one.
Thank you so much for joining us, brother.
Thank you for having me, man.
Thanks for sticking around to chat to us about the new music, like your journey so far, which has been remarkable.
Thank you,
Long may it continue. Also playing the music and playing the game. Before you go, for anyone that just has for some reason just tuned in now in the last minute, let people know where they can find you, where they can listen to your music, and what you might be up to over the next couple of months.
My name is Shay Lingo. You can find me on all socials at @CHE_LINGO, Shay_Lingo. I've just played support for Designer, so I'm not doing any more shows probably this year up until maybe next year, where I'll do another headline show at some point. I'm releasing a new single. It's called Circles, and it comes out in the last week of this month, first week of November, hopefully. And it's going to have a video. And yeah, it's all gearing up to my new EP, Sensitive, which comes out next year, early next year.
Big. Big.
Thank you.
Sick.
Most comprehensive ever.
You filled up my heart with love. Ooh, ooh. Now my
Second Chance by Lila Ike. Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ike, good. Ike?
Yeah.
I felt like I was in Kingston. Sorry there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
That's like when you hit Kingston, that's what you hear.
That's
as you go
all
through,
you hear.
Like,
all you hear. Proper reggae.
Wow, it's another week, so it's another time for...
Dr. Marcel will see you now.
Iden.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
Iden is so sexy right there.
So is Hannah that recorded it.
You done know, just Hannah, you done know. But yeah, no, like, let's get into the topic this week. So basically,
well,
how to escape the friend zone, if and if it's even possible. Like, we've actually had, like, a bunch of tips through. So let's get into the first one.
Sure.
This one's from Menajesty.
Menajesty?
Menajesty.
Maybe, okay, yeah. Maybe.
Can you say it in your Kingston tone, please?
Menajesty.
There we go. All right. So, good friends are hard to find. So if your soul feels like this is the one, talk to your soulmate. If it's just lust, leave it alone.
That's quite good. But how do you know if it's your soulmate?
No, so basically what I think this person is trying to say is, like, if they're a good friend and you feel like this person is definitely the one, and you don't just want to, like, get in their pants, you don't just want to, like, do like a little one or couple night thing. If you really feel like there's the love there and there's the future with that person, speak to them.
Okay.
Just lay your cards on the table. If they say to you, you know what, I'm not really in that same boat. If your friendship's strong enough, you're still going to be friends afterwards.
Right, but if you just fancy them and it's just pure lust, then just don't go there because you'll lose the friendship. Exactly. That's good advice, right?
That's amazing advice.
Really good advice. Okay.
And also, if you're madly and truly deeply in love with them and they turn you down, just get on with your life.
Yeah, just be cool, man.
But then you're not going to be, may not be friends. It'll be really awkward, won't it?
Just got to walk it off, mate.
Yeah, you literally got to go and just do something else for a few months.
Okay.
Yeah. And then come back and just be like, yo, I'm sorry, like, yo, it was the tequila. Do you know what?
I'm back.
All right, let's go. What's number two? Let's give some more tips. Yeah.
Number two is from Day Lila. And her one says, to escape the friend zone, you delete them all from social media. You delete them from all social media. Then y'all are no longer friends and there's no zone to escape.
I like that, Delilah.
Smart.
Lateral thinking there.
But at the same time, by deleting them from all social media and, like, saying, oh yeah, we're not friends because we ain't on social media, ain't you just deleting your friend?
Yeah, but that's what they want. Then you're not in a zone.
Thus deleting the friend zone.
Yeah, so therefore they're not friends. So therefore...
Can't be a friend zone.
Go for it.
Yeah, but how can you go for it if you can't contact them?
You still got their number.
Yeah. You probably should delete that too, though.
Because you can't track what they're getting on life via just their number. So for all intents and purposes, you don't know each other anymore. If you delete them, and you block them, they can't follow you, you can't follow them. They don't know what you did.
I feel like that's just losing the whole concept of the whole situation. No?
It is. It definitely is. But it's lateral thinking, and I like it.
It's dramatic thinking, isn't it? That's the kind of thing you should do if you've actually said to this person, I'm in love with you, I really want to be with you, and they've gone, no.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, sweet, just delete all of that. The friend zone, I'm not in that no more. That's when you do that.
Maybe the next one will be more for you. What's the next one?
All right. Don Club King, my G. take her libs, be cheeky. All right, so basically, libs is libertine, isn't it?
Okay.
So take her to libertine, be cheeky, tell her how you feel, and blame it on the tequila if it doesn't work.
Okay. That's cool. I like that because you could always say, like, oh, I was a bit drunk. I didn't say anything. Ha.
Just me, like, I've been to libertines many a times, and I'm pretty sure people they just throw shots out there. So
Where is libertine?
Central London.
Yeah, Central London,
just off Oxford.
China
Whites.
Oh, okay, right.
Oh, is it the old China Whites?
Yeah,
right.
I feel like that's good advice.
Yeah, maybe not just to libertines, to any club or do any club. Or bar.
Basically, start gaslighting from early.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it works. All right, next one.
All right, next one we got is from Jukesy. Well, fuck it. Lay it on her. Plenty more friends in the sea.
Interesting lifestyle you're living there, Jukesy, when all your friends are in the sea, mate. Or if that's where you meet people, that's
yeah.
a bit...
Yeah, and if it's not working, maybe try a different location in the sea to scoop up some new friends.
The ocean.
You know, right. Okay.
It's decent.
Necrophilia, necrophilia champion here, Dukesy, isn't it? Getting them little dead bodies off the coast of Chicago and Jersey. Little mob victims.
Mob hits.
Don't sleep with the fishes, sleep with me.
The next one we got is from Kirsty Clinton. Stay in the friend zone and move on. If they liked you the same way, there would, onto the next page, have been signs. No point wasting time and getting hurt.
What do you think about that?
Well, you're already hurting, aren't you?
So, Kirinda, like, so you feel like you're in a friend zone already. Like, I feel like you do pick up on signs, but I feel like there's certain energies where you can kind of like pick up on them signs more. Like, if you spent like a couple, you've been out and done something with just you and the other person, you can kind of get a gauge whether or not like there's an element of romance there in it. Mm. But if say for instance you go out and it's just literally like, hey mate, and you're like high fiving and there's like and there's minimal bodily contact, you know what I mean? There's no real sexual chemistry there at all. Mm. Not even sexual, just romantic chemistry there at all. You can kind of like gauge on that from early, and if you're the one who's kind of like putting the energy out there and you're not feeding the kind of reciprocal energy back, then maybe it is best to just like stay in that friend zone and just like move on from it.
Okay.
I don't know if there always are signs. Sometimes you think, well, I have no idea what that person thinks, so you don't say anything and you just put it to the back of your mind, and then you don't know how they might be feeling though.
It's tricky, but I'd always say if you're going out as a group all the time and you really fancy someone that's in the group, but you're in that surrounding of being with all of the other mates, it's always gonna be a friendly kind of vibe. If you do want to like get a gauge on someone else's emotional things, you need to kind of like spend some, I'm gonna say intimate time, but like just one-on-one time with that person, just so you can kind of gauge a bit more.
Okay, all right.
That's what I'd say.
What's the next one?
All right, number six is from Liam Gover. Unless you're rich and have a big schlong, then don't go down that road.
All right, humble brag there from Liam. Clearly suggesting that he's rich and's got a big schlong.
Liam's never been in a friend zone.
No, clearly.
I think unless you're rich and got a big schlong. Obviously, like having a big schlong is a great thing, but if the girl only wants to talk to you because you're rich, then that's probably not a girl that you wanna be out of the friend zone with. You want to just keep them to one side and be like safe.
If a girl likes you because you're rich and or has a big schlong, I should just don't even be friends with her, to be honest. If she only likes you for those reasons, I'd get her out of the zone completely.
Okay. There you go.
Good.
All right, next one's from Alvin. There was three eyes in the bin. You don't escape the friend zone and accept the fact that not every woman wants to sleep with you.
Possibly the best bit of advice we've had.
Okay.
Alvin,
well
in
done.
Seven attempts.
Yeah, that's good.
It's very true because not everyone fancies you. Do you know what I mean? Like it's one of those things where obviously like you may feel like, oh yeah, this girl, she could be the one, but she might not necessarily think, oh, this guy might be the one, or vice versa. Do you know what I'm saying? So that is actually a good tip.
Okay.
If I could offer some advice, I think maybe good advice is just like only in your mind, obviously, but just magnify even their tiniest flaws and put yourself off them.
Okay.
And that sounds evil.
But you want to be friends with them.
You want to be friends with them, but then just.
Oh, do you know what her eyebrows?
No. Savage.
It is, but it's only in your mind.
Sure, okay.
It's only in your mind. You don't ever disclose this to anyone.
No, don't.
Just
definitely don't.
Keep
do that.
It in your head.
So basically, like if you feel like you're strongly in that friend zone and you're like, you know what, she's never gonna be on me like that. I hate her eyebrows. I hate her left elbow.
Yeah.
She is gets on my nerves. She always creams the right one, but she never creams the left one. Gets on my nerves. Vex. All exactly. That kind of stuff. It makes sense.
Only in your head.
Okay.
All right. Number eight is from Andrea. Straight up tell them, sometimes it's worth it.
Obviously worked for Andrea.
Because, yo, I feel like Andrea got out of that friend zone, even if, I don't even think Andrea was in a friend zone. I think someone came up to Andrea and was like, look, babe,
I'm really feeling your vibes. I've liked you for a long time, but I've always been a bit scared because I didn't really know how you felt. Just dropped it on her and she was like, yo, the feeling is mutual.
There you go.
Okay.
There you
go. And finally,
Tracy Gibson Giles.
Jesus, when that's written all together with no spaces, it looks like it's really hard. Bacteria.
It does actually, yeah.
That's bare deep.
Yeah. Sorry. Tracy Gibsongilis.
Sorry, that's actually good. Just put it out there, my husband of 14 years was my friend years beforehand.
Beautiful. Okay. What a way to say. Tracy Gibson Giles obviously did that to her husband and they're now together.
And also, do you know what? Sometimes it is good to be friends with the person that you spend the rest of your life with.
Because you know you like them. Yeah. You know them very well and you know you like them. Mm-hmm. And so that's really lovely, I think, Tracy.
I feel like there was a lot of different types of tips, but they all kind of like made sense in their own way. So yeah. I don't think there's actually a right or wrong way to do it.
Okay.
You just got to have confidence to believe in the fact that you can possibly jump out of that friend zone if you're in it.
That is all good advice. As always, we will be recording a video after the show to be putting out. And what is this? What's the next tips we want?
Right, so basically, we want to know what to wear on a first date.
Very good.
For girls and for guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Good. Like, first date outfits.
What would you be impressed by?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you be turned off by?
Yeah. Good point. All right, let's get into a song and then let's get Natty into the studio.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Put a girl in with a sexy physique and you know say you look sweet every day of the week, man. Should have been leaving man on the street, but I got a little bit a brand new technique, a brand new release. All the girl and skin out. For the girls are sweet and unique. For the girl in with the sexy physique. Make sure she like how me do it. She does that ball pit. Instant repeat me up the heater. Turn on the heater, let me increase the fever. Me and the DJ who rise, get big the temperature. Hotter than the pepper where you put in on the pizza. Both fire lyrics like an AK reporter. Lyrics them a show on like back in a show on lava. Now when it comes down to lyrics, tell them I leave it, it's for lava. How do the girls them into the place, leave it up again. God damn it, my heart number, me cry. For the girls so sweet and unique. For the girl in with it, sexy physique. Because she like how me do it. She does that ball pit, instant repeat. So what? Girls are eating a different girl out of the prestige. Girl, just put up on her and if on her full of etiquette and sophistication. Want a girl for the girl on the east and trim me with emotion. That them type of girl told you never leave it, I say what? I know the girl who said them is hot, just in if a rum come. Now me have the water, who say cool, the whole of them dumb. Me no business with them black and me no business with them wrong. They send me one of them come back and me love them so they come me have the heat. One of those are sweet and unique. Heat, for the girl in with the sexy physique. Heat, because she like how me do it. She does that ball pit, instant repeat. So what? Girls are eating out their face. Watch out. In a day mini and the girls them a. How would them a wine them just a bubble to the beat? How would them a wine you know me must get a beat? Cause you don't believe it, I get this guy a beat. For the girls so sweet and unique. For the girl in with the sexy physique. Because she like how me do it. She does a ball fit, it's not repeat. So what? For the girls so sweet and unique. For the girl in with the sexy physique. Because she like how me do it. She does a ball fit, it's not repeat.
Somerville, Blue Ball Radio. Yo, I'm a tough don. Get bare gas, so I might flap one. Gotta move out in a hot one. Wanna catch me, but you ain't got a tum tum. Said you got a gun, but you ain't shot one. I'm a bad boy MC, you're not one. Deal with the matter, it's not long. You know my name, slickdon.com. I'm on tape, but I ain't masking. I watch Emmerdale, but I ain't acting. Do what I want, no, I ain't asking. If my man wants it, I'll back him. Got bars for days, I'm not fasting. I'm the king where I am standing. Trying to put my mum in a Aston. I come to clean up like I'm waxing. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. I'm a done like Naz. Them men are washed out like Daz. See me on TV just like Gaz. Rude boy, I make grime, not jazz. She told me I'm wicked and bad, but I'm humble, I don't boast and brag. My name's Slick Dunn, it's not Brad. Get everyone hyped like they're on stag. Flow so cold, colder than December. Got a big squad like Arsene Wenger. You can't bring me down like Jenga, cause I'm on the opposite side like Coke in a vendor. Never been a pretender. Love London, but I'm not a East Ender. You're only a bad man online when you type shit and then press enter. But it's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. Big like Ben, making shows and doing it again on a shabba man ting like Dirty Den. You don't wanna see me get dark like 10:30. I'm action man, you're Ken. Said that you met me, rude boy, when? Wanna chat shit, get one like Blem. Don't test me again. Warning, 1991, I was born in. He tried to hurt me, but I went falling. I'm authentic, you're contouring. One fame, I just wanna be balling. Give me some time, I'm gonna be touring. I'm on a roll now, not pausing. Laying it down like laminate flooring. Cause it's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy. It's that boy with a bad boy flow. It's that boy out to make dough. It's that boy if you don't know. It's that boy.
It's that boy Slick Dunn. It's Fubar Radio, the Eminem Show, Michael, Natalie and Marcel, Marcel, Natalie and Michael.
Nice.
We've got the very last special guest of the day in, just pulled up. Actually, no, he's been sitting around patiently for a little while because we've been having so much fun chatting to Shay Lingo, our last guest, and obviously playing games with the invisible absent Alexander O'Neill, whom we can't criticise.
Never.
But we can play games with in his absence.
Mm-hmm.
Which he lost. He lost.
He did lose, I'm afraid. He did lose. I'm going to be saying some stuff behind his back later on. but it's time for the last half an hour to chat with a very special guest, because this is the second time I've had the pleasure of chatting to you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It must be like two, three years ago.
Yeah, yeah,
since we last spoke on the radio. But this reason for you coming back is a huge moment in your life, in any artist's life. Mm-hmm. For an artist to be able to say that they've achieved this and are still releasing music, I think is a huge. It's an achievement in itself, you know. It is, of course, the 10th anniversary of Natty's debut album, and we should just welcome you first of all. Congratulate you for that. Man Like I turns 10 this year.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like 10 years since we stepped out.
Mm.
So I think a lot of artists can have a 10-year anniversary on their first album, because you just have to wait 10 years.
Yeah,
but
that's what I mean. But still be
continuously.
Yeah,
exactly.
I got what you were saying. Don't worry. I just thought I'd come
clarify
and prop up your point with some thing of like, yeah, I give thanks that, yeah, really and truly, it's just a blessing to be doing what you love for so long, and the fact that people, it doesn't feel like long though.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a long time, because it feels like yesterday I was here chatting to you, even though, like you just said, it was a couple years.
Mm.
It feels like a week ago that I was in Japan, but that was like 5 years. It feels like 2 weeks ago I was getting signed, and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What's up? So, yeah, it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing.
Mm. And Tuff Gong's always been the label?
No, it started off actually with Atlantic Warner.
Right.
Atlantic Warner was, they signed me in 2008. Yeah. No, 2000, 2007, just the end of 2007.
Okay, so the debut album would have come out on Atlantic.
Yeah, and then after that, I was doing independent thing. Mm-hmm. I was one of them classic stories which you get signed and then where'd the A&R man go?
Hey, yo.
I'm one of those stories.
Listen, I got the same story.
Okay, cool. I think we need to start a club.
Support group.
Where'd the A&R go? That's the lyric. That's the lyric.
Where'd the A&R go?
Trust
me. I think we could get bare features. We could get like a 50 features on that tune.
For real.
Yeah, and big names as well.
It's true.
But that's what happened. But they still dropped the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then the album just kept, you know, and it's like it just makes a connection.
Yeah.
And it just kept selling. And then I went on tour and I was just waiting for people I was waiting to get dropped. I was waiting for the shows to flop. I wasn't in like a great space after that because, yeah, when you're not playing ball with a label and they want certain things, like they want a Rastaman to cut their beard for the video and they want this for that and stuff, it was like, oh.
You're crossing too many lines now.
Yeah, just because you gave me a little advance, does that mean that my soul has to go with it?
That's literally selling your soul. Is the closest kind of example you could give about selling your soul.
You see what I'm saying? And so it was, but the album just kept selling. And then when I'd go on shows, people would be telling me about how much the album got them through dark times and all this kind of stuff. And it brought me back to the music again. And then I started to realise that this music isn't even mine. And all of these feelings that I'm going through is just me and like it's my own shit. Because really what's the most important thing is the music that I've been allowed to become a conduit for and allowed to come through me so it can just do what it needs to do for the people. Exactly, in terms of healing, in terms of joy, in terms of consciousness. The amount of people that I've said is like, rah, that album put me onto consciousness. Just like consciousness, full stop. Rah, that album caught me out of a suicidal place. Yeah, I've had that, I'm not even exaggerating. Rah, that album has got out. It's like, long story short, it was a thing where people was like, that album meant so much to me. And when you first dropped, so I was like, yeah, let's celebrate this. Let's do a 10-year thing. And I don't mind saying that it's 10 years. So again, it's a thing where it's like, oh no, I don't want to do 10 year thing. That did creep into my ego, I'm not going to lie. It did. Where I was like, no, I'm still doing my thing. What do I have to look back for? Forward. It did creep in. But when you step back to that point, which is that this, I don't own this shit. This music is not mine. You know, it's everyone.
I just delivered the message.
Exactly. You know, I just hear. You know, I'm the chef. I put the ingredients together.
Yeah.
But the Most High provided the ingredients. Then it's calm.
Yeah, man.
So we're doing this. We're going out. I've got some amazing people that have come on board to help me just relook at some of the oldest, not relook, but like, let me say retwist some older songs from back in the day. And then also we got like 5 new songs.
Yeah, giving them value for money as well.
Yeah.
It's a nice package by all accounts, you know. Vinyl as well.
Vinyl, we got double vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to get the license from Warner for my first album. That took a long thing. It was long, but we got there. Just like paperwork and like they'll pass you on to someone else.
In the end,
signed to you guys. Why are you doing me like this?
In the end, you don't say no to Tuff Gong, though, innit?
No. Tuff Gong were cool. I've known them for a little while now. Yeah. And yeah, from when they brought me out to like the Marley, when the Marley film dropped.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to speak to me then. And so they sent out a ticket for me to come to Kingston. And we sat down and reasoned, sat with some of the Marleys, like Sidella and Rowan and a couple of the others. And yeah, it was just all blessed. And so when it come around time, they was just like, any releases you got coming up, we'd really love to get involved. And so I was, when it come to this, it just felt right.
How monumental is that, an achievement to have, you know, this label in particular putting out your debut album on its 10th anniversary? That must literally be the stuff dreams are made of for a month.
When you put it like that, it's kind of deep.
How else can you put it?
I just never said it out loud, you know?
Yeah,
but when you, the word sound have the power, hence word sound power, so when you put it like that, it's mad. It's a blessing, car.
It's like, for me, to analogize it, it's like Jigger asking me, Jay-Z asking me to put out my debut album. You know what I mean?
In its 10 years.
So for anyone that does, and I'm assuming everyone does, but I can see everyone might not know that Tuff Gong, obviously being the record label, which Bob Marley had all his stuff on. So iconic record label and amazing for you to...
It's the archetypal record label.
Yeah, cool.
So sick.
Yeah, Kai, obviously I can't even begin to describe the influence that Bob Marley has had on so many people's lives, including my own. And even like his sons. You know, like, even if Bob Marley, for some weird reason, didn't exist.
Yeah.
Just Junior Gong alone. Do you know what I'm saying?
And this
all
is
the,
true.
All the things what him and Steven and Ziggy have done and that. So, it was just a... it's just been a blessing. It's just been a real blessing. And even his journey of 10 years.
Yeah.
I remember even 6 years ago, I toured with Ziggy around America. And that was actually what kicked off this Tuff Gong conversation.
Right.
I toured with Ziggy. I supported him for, like, 18 shows around America.
Nice.
And that was just, that was, again, America's just a whole nother thing.
Yeah, how do they receive? Because there's, you know, you see, you only really see the way Jamaicans and Jamaican culture is portrayed in America through Hollywood. And that's obviously super problematic if you're going to base it on that. You know what I mean? So how is reggae received in the States? Because that's something I've always wondered. And I always thought I can only actually get the answer from a credible reggae artist, innit?
So, yeah, good question. In terms of, there are definitely pockets and scenes. So like New York... You can do well if you do like dancehall kind of.
Yeah, because Jamaican culture must have been super influential on certain parts of New York.
Yeah, but it's always the fresh thing.
Yeah.
Like New York is.
Yeah.
So it's got to be like the latest. And that's more a dancehall thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and so. And then the West Coast is more like a roots and culture thing.
Yeah.
So, and then you got in the middle where it's just like good songwriting.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where it's from, if it's country. If it's this, if it's just as long as it's a good song, because there are good and bad songs in every genre, including reggae.
Yeah.
So where you might not have a song that's cutting in the middle America because it's not a good song, but you might still can get past if you have the right whistles and bells and whistles around it that says I'm rootsy for the West Coast or I'm dancehall for the. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we did it, it was like. We sold out of CDs in the first 3 shows.
Sick.
It was crazy. And it was like, I just spent the whole time thinking we could have funded the whole damn everything if I'd have just bought more CDs. God, they was... And because my thing as well, like the way I was performing it almost singer-songwritery vibe. Because when you break down my songs to the core of it, they do sound kind of singer-songwritery vibe. The way where it turns into a genre... is when we start adding the production, when the man them come in.
Of course.
Like, my bass player is, like, the sickest reggae bass player in the world. And Robbie Shakespeare said that. So, you know.
Certified.
And my drummer is one of the sickest in terms of African rhythms and that. He plays with all of the guys when they come over. And so it's just that blend that we do, which naturally falls into the reggae African thing. But essentially, I just make songs. And so, and because it was that, the Americans were like, yeah, let's go. If I'm like singing a song about revolution, like, let's go. Like, now, run it down. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Get out in the back to make America great again.
No big ups to Kanye on this show.
No, none of that.
No, we don't normally mention his name.
No, we've started. He's Voldemort. He's
the K
Voldemort.
Word. He's like, okay. No.
Honestly, he really is Voldemort West.
Real talk, man.
So, go on.
I was just saying that, America is cool like that. You know what I found, like, all over the world, it's not even like a, do they like reggae or do they like this? The one thing that I've noticed about everything is just that good music travels.
Yeah.
And that's it. And if you can write a song that connects with people, it don't even matter the genre. It's just try and connect with something inside yourself. And then that will naturally probably connect with other people as well.
Absolutely. What very wise words. Should we get into a song?
Yeah.
Do you care to stick around for a little game? I'm trying to get a hat trick out here. So.
Yeah, cool.
You enjoy this game?
I'm just trying to win one. You know?
Okay.
Well, we're going to play your track, Nasir. We're going to play Bad Man.
Yes, I.
Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
Yes, so this is a song which features a very good friend and even mentor of mine, Benjamin Zephaniah. It's a reworked track from our first album that actually went... This song actually went number one in Japan.
Big.
And this was this thing that got me out to Japan. Right. So we remixed it with a Rastafari energy in these times when consciousness is on the rise. So yeah, big up Benjamin Zephaniah and everyone involved. Bad man.
With no 999, street soldiers patrol the pavement late at night. I can't get caught sleeping, no, why? Cause I don't deal with no Babylon swine. I'm a bad man anyway, don't watch me now.
No.
niggas from the dread I'm out. So we bad. I'm so we bad. Tell them that.
Yeah.
Badman.
Yes, sir.
The production on that was nice.
Right.
Mm. I was like, I was getting a little bubble at the end of that, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's a jumpy rhythm. I like that a lot.
It's jumpy, but live, so.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah.
All played live.
All played live.
Sick,
all
sick.
Live. With
and that's, you're going to be able to experience that played live, aren't you? But we'll
yes.
get to that.
Ah,
we'll
yeah.
We'll get to that.
All right, cool.
But first, important matters at hand. Very crucial.
Yes, Natty, we have a little game for you, which you did just ask me what is it, and I said nothing can be revealed until we are playing it, which is now, so okay. I can reveal it. The game is called Is It or Is It Nat? See, like Nat, not.
Nat.
See?
Yeah.
Get it?
I'd give you a fake laugh, but
Natty.
But I'm going to keep it real with you. It's a compliment.
No, I like it. Yeah. Six. True or false, or six questions, or six facts. I need to know if it was or it was not. Nat.
Nat.
As in not, okay? Number one, write it down, please. Like, yeah, okay, right. Number one is, whilst in high school, Cameron Diaz once bought weed from Snoop Dogg. Is that a true or a false? Is it or is it not? Okay? Everyone got something?
All right, then.
Number two, cornflakes were invented to discourage masturbation. Is that true? Is that false? Looking confused there, Marcel?
I'm just trying to figure out how
do you eat cornflakes? Is that, you know?
I don't like cornflakes.
Okay, well.
Trying to figure out if I've ever had a bowl of cornflakes and then knocked one out straight
exactly,
after.
Exactly, because otherwise you'll know if it's true or false then, yeah. right?
Hmm.
Not crunchy nut cornflakes, original flavour, I will say.
Oh, geez, only.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, number three. Uranus is the planet in the solar system with the most moons. Is that true? Is that false?
I thought it was Venus, but...
Well, it could be Venus because it could be false. You may have given it away, but maybe you have not. See, look, you are. He likes it now.
That was a real laugh.
That's good. Number four, Neil Armstrong was the first person to urinate on the moon. True or false?
Are we talking about while with your feet on the moon?
Yeah, or? On the moon. On the moon.
Okay. If you're thinking, I don't think he went on the moon, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you think that's
that would be a false from
the
you?
The hoax
then?
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all.
Okay. Number five, before toilet paper was commonly used, people in America used corn cobs. True or false?
The fuck?
Marcel, what are you thinking? Use a corn cob before?
What part of America?
That's a good question.
I'm going to, if I was to guess, I'd imagine it would be the Deep South.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
A part where they don't listen to reggae.
That's what I would think, if this indeed is true. And finally, number six, the chicken came before the egg. Is that true or is that not true?
What the fuck? No one knows.
Well, somebody knows because I've got an answer here. Okay, number one. Whilst in high school, Cameron Diaz once bought weed from Snoop Dogg. True or false, Natty?
True.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mars?
True.
Uh-huh, Michael?
True.
That is correct. Snoop was a year above her at Long Beach Polytechnic High School. She did indeed. Okay, number two. Cornflakes were invented to discourage masturbation. True or false, Natty?
False.
Okay.
False.
False.
It was true.
What?
John,
what?
John
how did they do it?
Okay, John Harvey Kellogg, as in Kellogg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was a leader in the anti-masturbation movement, and then created it. In it, that was the whole point of them. I'm not sure entirely how.
That sounds very, very
tenuous.
Well, that's what I've got on the bit of paper. So more information would have been good in hindsight. But
he was against masturbation, so he made cornflakes.
So that you'd be using your hands for some other things. Crunchy, take a while to eat. Won't be masturbating.
You can make any cereal though.
That's bollocks.
Bullshit.
That's what. Actually, there was a film. I can't remember the name of it. I hope you can Google it, please. About Kellogg and about I can't remember. I think John Cusack was in it. Yeah, and it was about that kind of thing where he ran somewhere to discourage kind of promiscuous sex or sex outside of marriage.
You know, you're right about the fact that America had a campaign about masturbation, like anti.
As in anti?
Yeah, anti.
Yeah, yeah. I believe that.
Okay, I believe all of that, but just the fact that he thinks
that. Can you just Google cornflakes, and put on screen cornflakes. How he thought cornflakes would stop masturbation? Because I'm actually confused
now. Get some milk, let's get some cornflakes. They're going to stop banking. It don't make sense.
That'll stop the old five-knuckle shuffle. A bowl of cornflakes.
Yeah, right. Actually, they go really soggy in the water, so it wouldn't take you that long to eat them. Anyway, number three, Uranus is the planet in the solar system with the most moons. Is that true or false, would you say, Nat?
Sorry.
Michael, you said false.
I did say false.
Okay. What have you got, Natty?
I got false.
False?
I put true.
Okay, point there for Natty and point there for Michael, nice. Because Jupiter, in fact, has the most with 97 compared to Uranus's 27.
Because Jupiter's the biggest, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it makes sense they would have the most moons, isn't it? Because it's got the biggest centre of gravity.
I've got some clues, some facts about this cornflakes thing. Mr. Kellogg believed sex and masturbation were unhealthy for the body and mind. He created cornflakes as a decidedly plain meal to prevent masturbation. He also advocated yogurt enemas to prevent people pleasuring themselves.
Wow. He was just a sick, twisted bastard,
I'm
basically.
Still not sure about how the cornflakes would stop. I don't really understand. But
yogurt enemas.
Yeah.
So he used to watch people with a dairy product flowing out of their bumhole.
I reckon he's got a dark history.
Well, stop them pleasuring themselves.
That's kind of weird. Apparently he was, Mr. Kellogg, who was a physician, was uncomfortable about sex, believing it was unhealthy for the body, mind and soul. He was celibate and never consummated his marriage and kept a separate bedroom from his wife.
He was a master of edging. That's what he was. I bet he used a lot of two-way mirrors, that guy, when he was watching these enemas being used.
Yeah, okay, all right.
He friend-zoned his own wife.
He did. Eat some corn. Yeah, get in the spare bedroom.
Wasn't it in those? But I'm just saying it was kind of illegal to be gay in them times, wasn't it?
Sure.
So let me not say that.
Oh yeah, no. Perhaps he was. Yeah.
Perhaps he was gay.
Can't be liable. He's long dead.
He's very dead. So yeah, very dead. And bored if he wasn't sleeping with his wife or anyone else. Number four was Neil Armstrong was the first person to urinate on the moon. Was that true or false? If we are going with the concept that Neil Armstrong was even on the moon, let's pretend for a second he was. What do you say, Natty?
False.
Okay. What do you say, Marcel?
False.
Mm-hmm. What do you say, Michael?
I'm saying false.
That is points all around, though, actually.
Yeah.
It was Buzz Aldrin, actually, was the first person to take a leak on the moon.
Did he actually piss on the space suit?
Man undid his flies in his space suit. That's how I know the things are hoax.
Yeah. With his big, no way.
Dick out in space.
Come on.
What would happen? You get sucked out through the flies, won't you?
That's what I'm saying. Has anyone else been to the moon since they went to the moon?
Oh.
No.
No.
Wow.
Yes. No, actually, yes,
yes, they have.
They have,
Marcel.
I want to see photos of the fucking piss tracks.
I mean, I guess it could mean the spaceship landed on the moon. Well, can you just give me a heads up? Does it mean that I can't lip read.
You get sucked out through
I know, it was actually
piss on the moon.
Actually on the moon, apparently.
The whole thing's
on
the
actually
and
on
wouldn't
the moon.
It freeze as you flew out because it's maybe bare cold up there, no?
I don't know. What temperature
there's
is
there? There's a gap in between
and
the
no
suit.
Gravity, you would just come back all over the suit if it wasn't frozen.
Information.
No,
sorry, guys.
That stuff?
There's
come
a gap.
On.
There's a gap in between
I
the
need,
suit.
Do you know what?
So he pissed himself.
Okay, yeah, I guess on the moon.
I'm gonna watch
that
new Ryan Gosling film. It must all
be
explained.
Okay, must
be
in there.
If it's not in there, it didn't happen.
All right, number five.
Buzz Aldrin, watch out for him.
Before toilet paper was commonly used, people in America used corn cobs. Natty, did they or did they not?
So my answer was. Mm-hmm. What part of America?
I know,
true.
Okay, Marcel?
I'm going to say false.
Mm-hmm. Michael Payne?
I'm going to say true, but with terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Well, you get a point because it is true. Toilet paper only started to be used frequently in the early 20th century.
Frequently, so it was around, but no one was really still.
No one
people
was,
still
they loved
the
whole, their corn.
The old corn on the cob thing.
They preferred their little corn on the bottom. So number six, the chicken came before the egg. True or false?
All right, this is
go
a moment
on, Natty.
For me.
Go on, Natty.
Finding this out.
I'm just going to say true.
Okay.
Because I don't. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. What do you say, Marcel?
I said true.
Mm-hmm. What
I'm
do you
say? True as well.
No, sorry. Dinosaurs and other reptiles were laying eggs long before chickens evolved.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, but hang on a minute.
No, so you said the eggs.
No, I'm thinking you mean the chicken egg.
That's what I thought you meant.
I didn't say that though, did I?
Birds would have evolved from dinosaurs anyway.
Right, so I didn't say that, did I? I said the chicken came before the egg. I didn't say the chicken egg, did I?
Yeah, but I'm thinking.
Come on, we was on the same page.
You see what happens when you don't do a genuine laugh before the game. That's
did
what
really
I take out.
You really hold feelings off of that. You really hold. Oh,
your name's above
I thought
name.
We'd get on really well. Yeah. I've got the same name. Anyway.
I thought we could too.
Well, you know what? You started this. No, it's fine. But anyway, you're not last.
Namesake beef.
What's good is you're not last because in last place there's Marcel with 2 points.
We have to applaud.
But actually, can I just say in joint first place is you two with 4 points. So yes. You're a winner, Natty.
I feel like I'm going to retire from games.
No, no, you've got to come back strong. You've got to come back strong. That is nearly the end of the show. Well, it is the end of the show,
very
actually, in fact.
The end of the show. Yeah, before we do go into our very last song of the day, Natty, you're going on tour. You're taking the album, the debut album, the album that kicked it all off on tour after 10 years.
Yes.
Where are you going to be?
Really? Like, we've got 21 dates, bro.
Yeah.
How much time
give
you
us
got?
1 minute.
We got a minute.
Actually, we got 5 seconds. Okay. So let's go. Right. So let's go through
London,
some of the highlights.
London, Coco.
Sick.
Bristol.
Yep.
Obviously, you lot are all invited to the
Coco. Thank you very much.
We'll
definitely be there.
Birmingham, you're at the O2.
Yes.
Newcastle, O2. Nottingham, the Bodega. Bristol, Trinity. Cardiff, can't say that word. I can't, don't know how to say that.
Clubby Forbach.
Yeah. Liverpool, O2. And Manchester Gorilla. There we go.
That's
it. It's
all
the ones here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I'm going to ask Abby later if I pronounced that right.
Yeah, she will say you did not.
I should have been electrocuted by now if I didn't.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Natty, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Legend. Big shout out to Shay Lingo as well for joining us. Big shout out to Alexander O'Neill for existing, just so that we could make a game in honour of his absence. We'll get you next time. I will have my victory over you, Alexander. But next week we will have a few more special guests. Callum McSwiggan's up next.
He is, so we gotta go. He's coming in right now.
No. Have you ever woke up to cold food when all you wanted was soul food? My belly was singing soul food, like going to friends was so cool, 'cause their family lived quite local. Then going back home was so cruel, like You see, I was so ashamed to tell anybody where I lived. There's never nothing to drink or anything in my fridge. My sister almost got bullied, but now I'm all the bitches gotta go through me. See, ain't nobody fucking with my family. Ain't nobody fucking with my family. I gotta go and get it by any means necessary. 'Cause I've been low, so you know I've been broken already. That's why I sing glory to all my niggas trapping, tryna make it happen, happen. Everybody's tryna be somebody climbing. Though you made it halfway, you might see a bad day, bad day. You're still gon' be someone. That's why I sing glory to all my niggas trapping, tryna make it happen, happen. Everybody's tryna be somebody climbing. Though you made it halfway, you might see a bad day, bad day. You're still gonna be someone. We had no gas, no electric, so when they said we thank God, me, I'm a skeptic, yeah. They say he got a plan for us all, but God never got voted in or elected, yeah. If he did, then I missed the campaign, with the angels popping that champagne. Maybe that's why he ignore us. I didn't get the invite, that's a dumb shame. All I wanted was Mickey D's and KFC, and getting told no way, but it's right side home. I'm eating like a vegan, all I want.